Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. High on a mountain of love.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect. It is 49 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty in the mortgage fraud case the Trump administration has brought against her. Speaking at the courthouse, James accused the president of weaponizing the justice system, but says her defense will prevail.
I have this belief in the justice system and the rule of law, and I have a belief in America and all of its individuals who have stood with me, not only in New York, but all across this nation.
The jury trial gets underway in January. After the Canadian province of Ontario aired an ad featuring Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs as a long-term economic strategy, President Trump now says he's calling off trade talks with Canada. Tonight, the president heads off on a week-long trip to Asia, where he'll meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. And both the Miami Heat and the Portland Trail Blazers hit the courts tonight, days after several members of those teams were indicted in a criminal sports betting scheme. This is ABC News. An IT outage grounded Alaska Airlines for about 3 hours last night. It was blamed on a failure at a data center, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
It's the second IT outage impacting Alaska Airlines just this year. They battled a similar issue back in July. And this all played out as we see occasional air travel issues because of the government shutdown. Overnight air traffic controller staffing shortages led to ground stops at New York City's LaGuardia Airport, as well as Newark and Reagan Airport. Port in D.C. had ground delays for the same reason.
The outage forced Alaska Air to cancel well over 200 flights, but the airline says flight safety was never compromised. An Alabama murder convict has become the latest to die by a controversial new method of execution. Despite many appeals, including to the governor, the 54-year-old Anthony Boyd was put to death last night by nitrogen gas. Louisiana, the only other state to use that method. I'm Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Care and Rehab Boscobel, quality care isn't just our goal, it's our standard. Hi, I'm Lana Ellis, Administrator, and I'm proud to share that our recent state survey was deficiency-free. Our dedicated team provides personalized nursing, rehab, and support in a warm, welcoming environment. From short-term rehab to long-term care, we deliver comfort, dignity, and compassion every day. Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company. Call today or visit careandrehab.com.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Musket 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is 50 degrees at 5 minutes after 12 o'clock. Going to be a pleasant afternoon today. Sunshine and a little warmer after a cool start to the day. Look for highs to be in the lower 50s. Variable winds 2 to 6. Tonight, chilly and clouding over with a slight chance for drizzle. Lows in the lower 30s. East winds 2 to 4. Saturday, starting out the weekend, highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy through the early afternoon with some patchy light showers or drizzle possible. And then after that, maybe some breaks of sun, if we're lucky. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, highs near 60. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 to 7, and again, it's 50 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Good afternoon. I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulotz, and you're listening to WRCO's News at Noon. Here's what's happening in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers is appealing a decision by FEMA. Evers today announced that the Trump administration has denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after severe storms and flooding caused severe damage to public infrastructure in August. In response, the governor announced he will be filing an appeal to ensure these six communities receive the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households was significant, based on the preliminary damage assessments, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted. In September, formal preliminary damage assessments were conducted by joint teams, including FEMA, Wisconsin Emergency Management, and local officials. And those assessments validated the more than $26.5 million in eligible disaster costs. Governor Evers is now directing Wisconsin Emergency Management to gather additional information and details on costs the public sector and certain private nonprofit organizations incurred due to the August storms. Wisconsin has 30 days from the date of the denial letter to send its appeal. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services encourages Wisconsinites to continue to protect themselves against mosquito bites after the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus. A horse with EEE virus means that there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. Eastern equine encephalitis is a rare but serious disease. No human cases of EEE have been reported in the state so far this year. Since 2011, three of the seven human cases of EEE disease in Wisconsin occurred during the month of October, a time of year when many people think mosquitoes are no longer active. The virus spreads to humans, horses, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. Mosquitoes acquire the disease by feeding on infected birds. The virus is not spread person to person, directly between animals, or between animals and humans. A hearing Thursday between lawmakers and State Department of Public Instruction staff grew heated at times. It followed a Capital Times report into how DPI handles investigations into alleged sexual misconduct and grooming. DPI Secretary Jill Underley was not present, but in a letter to the Capital Times noted current state law does not define grooming. Assembly Committee of Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency Chair Amanda Nedwiski asked whether that's really necessary and said that most Wisconsinites would understand that grooming is not commonly accepted moral and ethical standards. Deputy State Superintendent Tom McCarthy noted that cameras were present and that people are amped up. He said DPI is not engaged some sort of cover-up and that the agency is extending every ounce of our authority to remove grooming behavior from schools. Nedwiski criticized Underley for not attending the hearing herself, noting she chose instead to attend an event at her alma mater in Indiana. At the Capitol, lawmakers discussed legalizing marijuana for medical purposes in Wisconsin. Stevens Point Republican Senator Patrick Teston said his family provided marijuana to his grandfather after he was diagnosed with lung cancer, which helped him regain his appetite. Republican Tomahawk State Senator Mary Felskowski says people should have access to medical marijuana to help them avoid opioids. Nora Lowe, a 17-year-old Merrimack resident with Rett syndrome, says cannabis could help her get the relief she needs. Under the legislation, an Office of Medical Cannabis Regulation would be created to oversee the patient and caregiver registry and the dispensaries. Pharmacists would also be allowed to conduct marijuana sales, but would not be required to prescribe marijuana if they are uncomfortable with that. Enrollment is up for the third straight year across the universities of Wisconsin system. It's the first time since 2010 that enrollment has increased for 3 years in a row. Fall 2025 enrollment totaled 164,626 students, up 190 students from the fall of last year. The UW system also saw a 5.5% increase in Wisconsin resident new freshman enrollment, the largest on record. UW system president Jay Rothman credits Direct Admit Wisconsin and the 2025 Wisconsin tuition promise for helping drive the increase. 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth. With the fall hunting season underway, Amplify Health by Gunderson is reminding hunters of the risks of falls from tree stands. Megan Anderson is the injury prevention coordinator with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
So this time of year, we typically see falls related to tree stands more than we see firearm-related injuries during the gun hunting season. So it's really important to kind of think about ways that we can prevent those falls. I know bow hunters are more at risk being in tree stands this time of year.
Wood rot, snapped steps and tree limbs, failed railings, and slips are among some of the most common preventable factors that can lead to tree stand falls.
A lot of different factors can contribute to falls from tree stands, one of those being human error, so just not using equipment appropriately, losing our balance when we're in the tree stand. We can have equipment or structural issues, so like deterioration of the stand or equipment breaking can cause falls. And then environmental factors, so if there's rain or if there's morning dew, oftentimes hunters are getting in and out of the stand when it's dark, and so stands can be slippery, especially in the morning and the evening, so that can cause falls as well.
No matter the type of tree stand being used, there are safety tips that apply.
Thinking about safety equipment, so always using that full body harness is really good. If you can use a tow line so you're not trying to carry your gear with you, that way you have at least 3 points of contact at all times on the tree stand, so that's really helpful. And then making sure that someone knows your location, so where you'll be and when you'll plan to return, that's really important as well.
A little preparation before making the climb can go a long way in ensuring hunter safety.
So you always want to check your stand or equipment ahead of, you know, each use to make sure there isn't any deterioration. There's more likely to be deterioration among permanent stands, so it's always good to check that equipment over. And then, again, like I said, just making sure that someone knows where you are when you plan to return. Checking to see if you have cell service in the area that you'll be, or carrying a two-way radio, having some type of safety plan just in case something does happen. You know, I know bow hunters, maybe it's less common that they would have a hunting buddy or a hunting party, as sometimes we see during the gun season. And so that safety piece is really important to know what you would do if there was a fall and how you would be able to get help. You can also think about the height of the tree stand. So, you know, we often see falls with injuries at like 15 to 20 feet, and it's recommended to have your stand about 10 feet or less. So there's, you know, some information that we know that less than 10 feet, you know, less serious injuries. The higher you get, the higher the fall, the more likely to have a serious injury from that.
Other steps to prevent tree stand falls include selecting a tree that is substantial enough to support the weight and has no obvious signs of decay and disease. Read, understand, and follow all of the manufacturer's recommended tree stand installation and maintenance procedures. Do not alter the tree stand or full body harness equipment, and use a short tether between you and the tree when seated in the stand. A free online safety course for hunters, along with more information on tree stand safety, is available on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department was called in by the Avoca Police Chief last night to assist with a subject. Around 9:30, the Iowa County Communications Center received the request following an encounter with Christopher L. Eddy, 63, of Avoca, at the Avoca campground. As a result, Eddy was arrested on a probation and parole violation. He was transported to Upland Hills Health for medical clearance and then transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he is being held on a probation and parole hold through the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. This is Forest Products Week. That's next on the WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Spooky savings are here. The Wicked Good Wisconsin sale runs October 20th through 31st. 20% off regularly priced in-stock furniture from Wolfcraft, Marshfield, and Bestcraft. Locally made Wicked Good deals only at Court and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Hurry, it's only for 2 weeks.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance. Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 49 degrees at 20 minutes after 12 noon. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joins the nation in celebrating Forest Products Week this week. Wisconsin has 17 million acres of public and private forested land that provides raw material to the forest products industry. Forest Products Week recognizes the people who work in and care for our forests, the industry workers who make the forest products we depend on, and the many ways forest products contribute to Wisconsin's economy and quality of life. Data analyzed by the DNR show that the state's forest products business directly generates $27 billion in forestry goods annually and supports the employment of more than 56,000 Wisconsinites. Overall, the total economic value to Wisconsin is reported to be $41.4 billion, supporting 124,500 jobs statewide. About 1,000 Wisconsin companies are involved in the forest products industry, plus about 250 more companies in logging and forestry support sectors. Wisconsin ranks number one in the nation in paper making and has held that top spot for over 70 years. Forestry's economic impact reaches every corner of the state. According to data analyzed by the DNR, jobs related to forest products make up 11% of all manufactured jobs statewide. Industry workers involved in active forest management ensure trees remain a healthy and renewable source in Wisconsin, meeting the global demand for a wide range of forest products and encouraging the use of sustainability harvested wood products. Forest products are also playing a vital role in mitigating the effects of a changing climate. Trees store carbon, offsetting greenhouse gas emissions, while growing and retaining the stored carbon throughout the useful life of forest products. In Wisconsin, Forest Products Week recognizes the industry workers who harvest, transport, and transform logs into valuable products, along with the woodland owners and professional foresters who care for the state's 17 million acres of forests. All of that work ensures that Wisconsin can continue providing raw forest materials to businesses while offering recreational opportunities and ecosystem services to state residents and visitors. Simon's Recreation Complex Richland Center will be holding an open house on Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow's activities begin with the first Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Run Walk. Check-in time will be from 8 until 8:45, and the event will start at 9. The run features 5K and 10K routes with a new chip timing system. Kyle Ewing is with Simon's Recreation Complex.
It takes a lot of the extra work with getting everyone's time down, and it's just a lot more professional. It looks a lot better than just maybe four or five people out there standing with clocks and trying to read your time off one big giant clock at the finish line. So everybody will get a bib. I'm sure people have seen those before at 5K events. So inside the bib that people get is a little chip. When that chip crosses the finish line, the timer essentially starts. And then when they cross it again, it stops. So it's not necessarily on the, you know, the go that you'd hear the gun for like a track race or whatever. It's kind of when you cross and then when you cross again.
Medals will be awarded to the top finishers in both men's and women's age brackets. There will also be a 1.5-mile walk where participants are encouraged to wear costumes. Prizes are given to the top costumes in several categories. You can register for the run walk in advance or the day of the event. There will also be a brat cookout from 10 until 1. Tomorrow afternoon, there will be a Simon's Pumpkin Fest pool party from 1 until 4, featuring music, popcorn, swimming pool, inflatables, and lots of fun. The pool party is free for everyone. Then on Sunday, the open house will be held from 1 until 4:30. There will be free admission both days for the Simons Recreation Complex open house, tomorrow and Sunday. You can find out more and register in advance for the run walk at simonsrec.com. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held Saturday in Richland Center. After the run walk that will be held earlier at Simons Recreation Complex, Pumpkin Fest fun will start at 11 on the courthouse lawn. There will be fun for all, including Tiny Acres Petting Zoo, kids games, a bake sale, caramel apples, and more. Also, from now through tomorrow, the pumpkin decorating contest entries are on display on the courthouse lawn. You can find more about the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest Facebook page. Family and friends of Ray Schrader will be hosting a tribute Sunday at Okooch Books and Libations Mastodon Records in Richland Center. Records and CDs that Ray collected through the years will be offered for sale. The family is planning to use the proceeds for an upcoming memorial to the longtime WRCO radio announcer who died in July of 2020. Ray began a lengthy career with the Department of Motor Vehicles as a driver's license examiner in Milwaukee in 1958. In 1962, Ray, his wife Harriet, and his family moved to Richland Center to be closer to family and friends. In addition to his career with the DMV, he embarked on a 55-year career as a part-time high school sports broadcaster and radio show host with WRCO Radio. Ray was the radio voice for River Valley Blackhawks and Richland Center Hornet football and basketball games. He was best known for his popular Saturday big band radio show, Reminiscing with Ray. Everyone is welcome Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4 at Mastodon Records, located at 130 South Main Street in Richland Center. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Y-43 Hillside Bloomington Pole Replacement Project in Grant County. American Transmission Company project consists of emergency relocation and replacement of structure 108481, as well as replacement of structure 108482 and reframing of structure 108480 along the Y-43 line, which falls within the Wisconsin River floodplain. Structure 108481 is proposed to be moved south and east within the existing Y-43 transmission line right-of-way to a more stable location outside of the active channel. The two adjacent structures must be replaced and reframed to support the new location of structure 108481. Conservation measures for this project are detailed in the Jeopardy assessment and include netting off the project area and relocating fish to suitable habitat outside the project area. The presence of the state endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state, the whole plant animal community of which it is a part of, or the habitat that is critical to its existence. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notes webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow by Monday, October 27th, to Department of Natural Resources, care of Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist, 2514 Morse Street, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53545. You can also email stacy.rowe@wisconsin.gov or call 228-9796. Wisconsin Extension has developed an interactive program called Cultivating Your Farm's Future. The program will help those who have questions about farm succession. There will be two workshop series in the upcoming months, with the first coming soon. Joy Kirkpatrick is the Farm Succession Outreach Specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension.
We're starting our first workshop series on November 13th. Those are virtual. You don't have to like drive anywhere to be someplace as long as you're in front of a computer or your phone by 6:30 on Thursday evenings. That's when we're going to have that. So it's a series of 4 live virtual meetings, and we assign a little bit of homework before. So it's usually something about maybe reading an article or listening or watching a video or maybe doing a worksheet. So the goal of this program is to get people thinking about what they want to do and maybe having those important conversations. And we try to give them a little bit of education and then also an opportunity to have those conversations.
Family members do not have to be in the same household to be a part of the virtual workshop.
If you have family members who are scattered across the country or across the state, and you would like them to also be a part of the program, they can join as well. And we encourage that by the way we've set up the registration. The registration is $150 per farm. And that means that you can register as many people from your farm or family that you'd like. And if you give us their email and their mailing address, they'll also get some of the hard copy materials that we send to people so that they can do their worksheets and, you know, have those materials. So everybody would get a learner's guide. Each farm would get a workbook and then another piece of materials. So we really are trying to make it accessible in that way.
Joy Kirkpatrick says that being virtual helps make participants more comfortable discussing farm succession.
When you think about succession planning, it's not just the technical details. It's not just the financials and the how to transfer assets. I think farm families understand this. It's emotional. It's the legacy of that farm property. With you being in your own home and being able to turn the camera off if you want to, what we found was that the conversation was really rich, that people shared things that I'm not sure that they would have felt as comfortable to share if they'd been a sort of a sterile meeting space with, you know, 30 other bodies in the room.
The deadline to register for the November-December workshop series is Thursday, October 30th. You can register online at farms.extension.wisc.edu/programs/cultivating-your-farms-future. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu. You can also call 263-3485.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our 6 area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional 4-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at 4-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Boscany Mini Mart and Hunt Brothers Pizza provide a full day of delicious options. Early risers can indulge in a cheesy breakfast pizza. Lunchgoers can satisfy cravings with a popular hunk of pizza. And dinner is made easy with a 12-inch pizza and wings to take home. Customers receive warm hometown hospitality that makes everyone feel part of the family. Along with great food, the Mini Mart offers top quality fuel to keep drivers going. For convenience, orders can be placed by phone at 739-3733. Muscany Mini Mart is the go-to local spot for tasty meals and friendly service.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Today is Friday, October 24th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Crossy Monument. Crossy Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Edwin Eugene Gene Slaney, 89, of Richland Center, died October 13th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery, Melanthin Creek. Friends may call at the church on Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jean Slaney is survived by 4 daughters, Sandra and Alan Madison, Cindy Feltman, Sue and Jim Holberg, and Sally and Scott Gauld. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren. 2 brothers, John, Jake, and Joe and Eunice Ann. 1 sister, Eldora, and many nieces, nephews, and friends. Edwin Eugene, Jean Slaney, 89 of Richland Center. Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Unity Point Health, Finley Hospital in Dubuque. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ruth Martin is survived by her daughter, Judy and Dan Weeder of Richland Center, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, sister Josephine Kolinsky of Reedsburg, countless nieces and nephews. Ruth Martin, 87 of Richland Center. Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center, died on Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center on Saturday, December 20th. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Hank Neuenhaus, 99 of Richland Center.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Got a fender bender? No worries. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists has got you covered. We offer free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. Plus, for a limited time, we are giving you up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Don't let a collision slow you down. Visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes today go out to these peoples from Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Happy anniversary to Fritz and Sue Stibbe, Lee and Kathy Van Landite, KJ and Jackie Wolf, Greg and Sarah Olson, and Jay and Becca Makovec. Happy anniversary to all of you celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, beautiful sunshine across the region today with dry air locked in. Of course, we had some very cold readings overnight in the 20s in much of our area, so the growing season done. Does look like we'll see a slow warming trend over the weekend, even into early next week, temperatures around or slightly above normal. And no major storms in sight for our immediate part of the country. Looks like the most active weather over the weekend into next week will be sliding west and south of Wisconsin, where some places could see a couple inches of rain over the southern half of the Mississippi Valley.
Valley. We could see a few light showers tomorrow morning with a weak system, maybe at least some drizzle, and then a chance of a few light showers again Tuesday afternoon into early Wednesday, but again, most of it looks to go around us. Our forecast for the rest of today calls for plenty of sunshine, gentle breezes with a high of 52, tonight chilly and clouding up, slight chance of drizzle toward dawn with a low of 32, tomorrow cloudy through early afternoon with patchy light showers or drizzle possible, breaks of sun later with a high of 51, wind out of the east-southeast up to 10, Saturday night, just a few clouds, low at 36, and Sunday, partly cloudy and milder, high 59 degrees. As we go into Monday, mixed skies and somewhat breezy, low in the upper 30s, high near 59. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of patchy light rain, low 37, high 54. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few light showers possible in the morning, partial clearing later in the day, low 39 with a high of 52. And by Thursday, partly sunny, low 32, high 52, chance of a couple of light showers for Thursday night. You enjoy that sunshine out there? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a sunny 50 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 21. Yesterday, we had a high of 49 degrees with no precipitation. A record high on this day, 83, was set back in 1953. A record low, 15, was set in 1960. Last year on this day, our high was 65 and our low was 25. Sunset today will be at 6:05. Sunrise tomorrow at 7:27. No precipitation. The barometer, though, is at 30.36 as it rises. Winds are out of the northeast at 5 to 7. Again, it's a sunny 50 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety will live on. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Multiple centers for ag health and safety spent several months uncertain if they would be funded for the coming year. But late this summer, they did get funding awarded. One of those is the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety in Marshfield, Wisconsin. It's headed by Andrea Swenson.
We'll be able to continue our different research and collaborative efforts throughout the United States. We have a really versatile outreach team that engages with several organizations who will be able to continue their work and focus on sharing the different resources and products and message of youth agricultural health and safety to others.
Swenson says funding comes from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health and from the Centers for Disease Control.
We're really excited for this next year, and we have a lot of different objectives that we'll be able to meet. And we do that really through a community effort. And we really appreciate everyone's support throughout this year and the upcoming year. And the support and backing that we receive from the agriculture community is really helping us achieve those goals and the ultimate goal that our center has for ensuring the safe participation of youth in agriculture.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
More concerns about the next farm bill. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all and the one to count on when every bushel counts. Plant the 100th season at pioneer.com/100. Some members of the Senate and House Ag Committee say the skinny farm bill is losing momentum. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has more.
Might be after the new year that we're able to get together and work on it.
Senator Deb Fisher, a Republican from Nebraska, says there are other issues that need to be addressed before they can consider a farm bill.
Number one, get government open. Let's get back to work. Number two, let's get our appropriations bills done. And then we have, obviously, a number of other items on the agenda here we have to look at.
But Republican Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska says it has a chance in the House.
I'll give it 2-1 odds.
He tells Brownfield he's optimistic about negotiations with the committee's leadership.
That they are smart. I think they're practical. I think they can find a middle ground bill that both sides can support.
I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Crop farmers are anxiously awaiting more details on federal assistance to help offset economic losses caused by tariffs and other factors. Iowa State University Extension economist Chad Hart says most growers are looking at a cash flow pinch while preparing for next year.
So I think a lot of folks are balancing just how much do I need to sell right now to cover the bills versus how much am I going to hang on to and how long am I going to hang on to that grain in order to try to realize some higher prices.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering $10 to $14 billion in assistance to farmers. Many in the beef industry have concerns that increasing imports of beef from Argentina could hurt domestic demand. Colin Woodall is CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says the country does not raise the same quality beef as U.S. cattle producers.
They don't even come close to it. And the consumer is not going to be happy with that eating experience.
Shad Sullivan is a member of RCAF USA and ranches in both Texas and Colorado.
If we are bringing in lower quality unregulated beef and our demand for our high quality, more regulated beef is superior, and then they throw all of that beef onto our product, that's a problem.
He tells Brownfield consumers deserve truth in labeling.
Provide them the choice of the U.S. product versus the imported product. And if they want to buy the imported product, great, let them choose that. I believe that the Americans are going to choose the American product all day long, even at a little bit of a higher cost.
Woodall says even at the elevated prices, demand for U.S. beef has remained strong. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Trust isn't given, it's earned. Story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it. And we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
Direct cash cattle business is lower and cash hogs were not reported at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is underway. Live deals in the South are marked at $238, $2 below the prior week's weighted averages. Dress business pulled back as well, down $2 at $370. At the Mocan Livestock Auction in Missouri, steers and heifer sold with a week to lower undertone. The USDA says demand was moderate for a light supply. Cattle have been under pressure this week. Feeder supply included 45% steers, medium and large one feeder steers. 600 to 641 pounds brought $382 to $406. Feeder steer 661 to 677 pounds brought $371 to $392. Medium and large one feeder heifers 552 to 556 pounds brought $400. Box beef was sharply higher at midday with strong demand for solid offerings. Choice up 276 at 375.90. Select was 287 higher at 357.61. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. The slower end of the week's business is expected as processors likely have needed numbers on hand. There's been a couple of days with big negotiated runs this week, but most have been at lower prices. The missing trade and export data leaves demand for U.S. pork on the global market in question, and that's adding to uncertainty in the market. Domestic demand has likely been finding support as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 89.15. It's 89.20 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and $89 at the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $54 to $64. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.95 at $102.66. Bellies jumped more than $10 to start the day. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
High School in the USA Cultural Exchange Program makes lifelong connections by embracing new cultures. It's a chance to share your story, traditions, and customs with others while discovering a new culture, writing your own home. We match students with host families to feel less like a guest and more like a member of the family. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure as a host family, visit highschoolintheusa.com or shoot an email to info@highschoolintheusa.com.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Soybeans, corn, and cattle are lower. Hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are weak right now on profit-taking and technical selling. That's ahead of tariff talks between the United States and China, and beans are also watching the U.S. harvest, which could be close to wrapping up in some key growing areas. South American planting conditions generally look very good. November beans are 2 1/4 lower at 10.42 1/2. January's down 3/4 at 10.61 1/2. December bean meal's up $1.10 at 2.93.40. December bean oil's down 36 at 50.51. Corn's seen some profit taking as it monitors the U.S. harvest pace along with planting and development weather in South America. Losses are limited by these solid ethanol and export demand outlooks. December corn's 4 1/2 lower at 4.23 1/2. March is down 3 1/2 at 4.37 3/4. And wheat is mixed. Near-term rain will delay winter wheat planting, but the soil moisture recharge is beneficial. December Chicago's up 3/4 at 5.13 3/4. December Kansas City's 3 higher at 5.03. December Minneapolis is down 1/2 at 5.57 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are locked, limit down on technical liquidation and the ongoing questions about government intervention on beef prices. Also, direct cattle trade is light, but $2 lower than a week ago for both live and dressed. December live's down 7.25 at 233.92. February's limit down to 233.42. November feeders are down their $9.25 daily limit at 352.20. Looks like we will have expanded trading limits on Monday. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. December is 30 higher at 82.07, and February lean is holding steady for now at 84.35. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Meister Log & Lumber Company reminds all landowners your trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log & Lumber to help manage your timber's value today and for years to come. Since 1936, they've been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help your timber reach its full potential. Call Meister Log & Lumber today, 608-524-4412, and put professional timber management to work for you.
Are beef prices fair? Hello, I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Grocery prices are extremely high, and beef is no exception. President Trump has recently made comments stating that the price of beef is too high. But is it? Shad Sullivan ranches in Colorado and Texas.
What we're seeing is a true supply and demand-driven market, and that's exactly what we've been pushing for a long, long time.
He tells Brownfield.
President Trump says, okay, we need to lower beef prices. This is all perspective. I believe that beef prices are very fair, and especially when we're considering other products across the board.
Sullivan breaks down the numbers.
At my house, there's three of us, and a pound of beef feeds all three of us with leftovers, okay? So if a pound of beef is $6.30, that's pretty cheap eating, really.
The president has said he intends to import more beef from Argentina to help curb prices consumers are paying for beef. But, Sullivan says,
it doesn't matter how much beef we bring in. Globally speaking, we're not going to add any more pounds. And likely, whatever he brings in is not going to lower the price much of beef.
I'm Megan Grabner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request our free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. At a courthouse in Norfolk, Virginia today, New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a case brought against her by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors allege James engaged in mortgage fraud, but she says the president is attempting to weaponize the justice system. A jury trial is set for this January. Trade talks with Canada are now off the table, according to President Trump. It comes after the province of Ontario aired an ad featuring a critique of tariff policy that President Reagan made in a 1987 radio address.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney are expected to meet in the coming days during a trip to Asia. Consumer prices rose 3% in September compared to a year ago, according to government data released today. This is ABC News. Authorities have still not identified the cause of that massive explosion at a factory in Tennessee earlier this month. The ATF says they have several working hypotheses and that they've now been able to determine the blast came from the main level of the facility, which itself makes explosives for the mining industry. Officials say at least 24,000 tons of explosives went off on October 10th, killing at least 16 people. Sports betting reform is now in the spotlight after multiple NBA stars and staff members were indicted this week as part of a criminal scheme. ESPN senior NBA insider Shams Charania on the need for sports betting reform.
There's going to be changes to the gambling structures with sports books. There's already been conversations, from my understanding, that the league has had with the different sports book entities across the country and how they can help minimize situations like this so this does not become commonplace.
Mike Dabusky, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been